Opioids like heroin and fentanyl get most of the attention when you hear about the national drug epidemic. And the numbers may show us why. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that on average, 115 Americans die every day from an opioid overdose. But people working at the ground level in some of the most affected states are warning about another drug, methamphetamine, or meth. It's appearing in places like Alaska in greater volumes than ever before. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Like everyone else working at a small nonprofit called Fiend to Clean, James Savage is in recovery. When he was 19, he fell off a ladder at work, broke his foot, and was prescribed strong painkillers to manage the discomfort. And that, he says, started his spiral into addiction as he spent years circulating through pain management clinics.
I was absolutely miserable in all facets of my life.
Eventually, his prescription was cut off. And in recent years, as personal narratives of unintended opioid dependence have become more commonplace, this is the part of the story when a lot of people turn from prescription pills to street heroin. But Savage, who hates needles, got advice from a drug buddy that he could detox by using methamphetamines.
So you have a lot of folks that are under the impression that their addiction is bad enough with heroin and they decide to go to methamphetamine to try and wean themselves off of the other.
Savage avoided withdrawal through a meth-induced mania, followed by 2 or 3 days of coma-like sleep. And what followed was 7 months of what he describes as white-knuckle sobriety. Eventually, though, Savage relapsed. But instead of opioids, he started using meth all day, every day. Part of why people like the combination, he explains, is meth balances out the drowsy, narcotic effects from high doses of opioids.
When you add an upper to a downer like heroin, you have increased duration, or someone who typically passes out or falls asleep after injecting heroin will be able to stay awake as a result of that other chemical in their system.
Not that long ago, meth commanded a lot more attention. There was AMC's hit series Breaking Bad, law enforcement publicized ghoulish mugshots of longtime users, and local news stories regularly ran about drug labs blowing up.
Portsmouth police are saying that the boom neighbors heard was a meth lab explosion.
One of the biggest changes between then and now is locating and curbing the supply. In the early 2000s, meth was primarily cooked by small domestic operators inside houses, RVs, and apartments. That started to change after federal legislation made it harder to buy the essential ingredients. Nowadays, law enforcement officers don't find those kinds of local mom-and-pop meth operations.
We just don't see that often anymore.
Lieutenant Jack Carson with the Anchorage Police Department says most of the meth reaching Alaska is shipped in from elsewhere.
What we are seeing is meth coming in bulk from the source states down in the lower 48, coming into the mail system, and then getting distributed down.
Though the population is small, Alaska is an exceptionally lucrative drug market. Street prices in Anchorage are several times higher than in cities in the lower 48, and even more expensive once the drugs reach remote communities and commercial fishing towns. That is a long way from where the Drug Enforcement Administration says most meth that comes into the country starts out. Industrial labs in Mexico run like multinational corporations, something former Ambassador William Brownfield explained to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
They're adopting the same principles, is that correct?
That's exactly right, Mr. Chairman. As I like to say often, drug trafficking organizations are criminal and are vicious, but they are not stupid. They're very good businessmen.
So my staff had...
Compared to a decade ago, the supply of meth now coming across the border from Mexico is stronger, purer, and cheaper than ever before. And the DEA says that's prompting cartels to try and cultivate new markets, sometimes pushing meth into regions with opioid problems that were spared the first wave of meth. Many of those closest to the drug problem are trying to sound the alarm. Ron Green has spent 3 decades in the treatment field and runs one of the only methadone clinics in Alaska.
We see as much methamphetamine use here as we see opiate use in this clinic.
Green forecast Alaska's current heroin crisis back in 2003, when he saw the drug of choice among people seeking treatment shift away from prescription pills to potent black tar heroin. Now, he says meth is out of control, and estimates 60 to 70% of the people getting care at this clinic are either detoxifying from or still actively using meth. And Green says that's consistent with what similar clinics are seeing outside of Alaska.
From the people that are admitted onto all the other methadone clinics, we're seeing the exact same thing. Intravenous drug use, heroin, methamphetamine. We're seeing the same thing as our counterparts down in the lower 48.
Law enforcement agencies say the size of the shipments they've intercepted has risen significantly in the last few years. So too has the loss of life. In Alaska, the rate of overdoses from meth increased by 400% in less than a decade. According to state officials, more than half the people who died were using meth in combination with opioids like heroin. For Here and Now, I'm Zachariah Hughes in Anchorage.